President Obama ended the G8 summit in Italy today with a warning. Mr. Obama told reporters in the city of L'Aquila that full recovery from the global recession is still a ways off. And earlier today at the Vatican, he met for the first time with Pope Benedict. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports.
The pictures speak the loudest. The tall, young, new American president smiling broadly and very visibly at ease, standing alongside the stooped-backed elderly pontiff wearing ornate lace and satin vestments. By granting the president an unusual afternoon audience, the Vatican broke with its rigid tradition, a sign, analysts say, of the Vatican's keen interest in President Obama's views. In an official statement, the Vatican said their discussions ranged from the Middle East and immigration to interfaith dialogue and development aid. The president told Benedict, "We look forward to a very strong relationship between our two countries." The Pope gave Mr. Obama not only a copy of his recent encyclical on ethics and economy, but also a document on bioethics, in which the Vatican explains its opposition to practices such as artificial fertilization. While the new president has come under harsh criticism from some American bishops for his positions on abortion, birth control, and stem cell research, the Vatican has been much more positive in early assessments of his administration. And today, Vatican spokesman Father Federico Lombardi said the Pope was very impressed by the president and that the pontiff was extremely satisfied with the talks. Lombardi also said Mr. Obama told the Pope of his commitment to reduce the number of abortions. The president has often said his policy is aimed at changing the economic and social conditions of women so they don't feel abortion is their only choice. In his briefing for reporters, presidential adviser Dennis McDonough said the president was very touched by the visit. He added that on some issues, the Pope and the president can disagree without being disagreeable. Earlier, in his closing press conference at the end of the G8 summit, Mr. Obama acknowledged that after 35 years, the G8 format could use some updating and be widened to include emerging economies such as China, India, and Brazil. He said he believes the United Nations needs to be reformed and revitalized. One of the key G8 issues was development aid for Africa and other poor regions. The president said the leaders agreed to invest $20 billion in agriculture development programs and said wealthier nations have a moral obligation to provide assistance.
The flip side is that countries in sub-Saharan Africa and elsewhere in the world that are suffering from extreme poverty have an obligation to use the assistance that's available in a way that is transparent, accountable, and that builds on rule of law and other institutional reforms that will allow long-term improvement. There is no reason why Africa cannot be self-sufficient when it comes to food.
When asked why the G8 leaders failed to agree to sanctions against Iran, the president said they had never been on the table. He said the real story was that they all agreed to voice concern over the recent elections and Tehran's violent crackdown. He said Iran's posture toward negotiating the cessation of a nuclear weapons policy will be reevaluated at a G20 meeting in September.
That's been always our premise, is that we provide that door, but we also say we're not going to just wait indefinitely and allow for the development of a nuclear weapon, the breach of international treaties, and wake up one day and find ourselves in a much worse situation and unable to act.
The last leg of the president's trip takes him to Ghana before he returns home on Sunday morning. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.